When was the last time you woke up thinking, you know what? Today is the day I'm going to piss someone off. Today, yeah, that person, today is the day I'm going to hurt their feelings. When was the last time you woke up with that thought? Probably never. And if you ever actually did wake up with that thought, you know what? Maybe you need to reevaluate some things. Now, the reason I'm asking this is because this week I posted about how we tend to judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by their actions. And I want to talk a little bit more about this because understanding this, really understanding this and applying this in my own life went a long way in helping me understand others, heal from different situations and events in my life, but also it really helped me become a better leader, a better wife, and a better friend. So this is something I really want you to listen to and apply in your own life. I hope you get something out of this because honestly, for me, this whole concept and everything I'm about to talk about really changed my life and changed my relationships. Now, if I go back to what I was saying, we judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by their actions. Now, were you ever in a situation where you said something to someone and that person reacted in a very odd way, and you couldn't really understand why they were reacting like this, or someone said or did something to you that was extremely hurtful, and you just probably ended up not talking to this person or becoming just very upset with the whole thing? This has probably happened to you, and this has happened to me many, many times on both ends, actually. I was on the receiving end of something like this not too long ago, which is what has prompted this whole video and the post this week, because I had not been faced with that sort of situation in quite a while. For different reasons, we've been very busy with the businesses, and so we don't have that much interactions with like other people. And this specific situation really, really struck me. Now, I'm not gonna go into the details of the situation, but I'm pretty sure you can picture yourself being in that sort of situation where you say something, it's not taken the right way, or someone tells you something and it's extremely hurtful, and you're thinking like, why would you say something like that? Why would you do that? Well, what ends up happening most of the time is that first, when we're on the receiving end of that, we don't normally question the person. We won't go ahead and ask, hey, remember when you said that, or you remember when you did that? Well, this is how it made me feel. What was your intention behind it? We don't do that, and we should, because think about it this way. How many times in your life have you said, wow, I'm sorry, that was not my intention. I didn't mean it that way, or I didn't mean that. So why is it that it's okay for us to act a certain way with our own intention and then expect the other person to understand that, we acted out of our intention wasn't what they think it is? But when we're on the receiving end of that, we go in our head and we think, oh, this person did this for that reason, and they had a bad intention. They intentionally wanted to hurt me. No, who wakes up in the morning thinking, today I'm gonna hurt you? No. No one does that. So, understanding people and understanding the intentions behind people's actions will go a long way in making you a really good communicator and improving your relationships, whether it's with your partner, it's with your boss, or it's with your employees. Always, always try to think when a conflict arises, when a situation comes your way, always try to consider the other person's intention. Try to consider why they said what they said, why they did what they did. And if you can't figure out why, and be very, very mindful of this because it's so easy it's so easy for us to build a whole story around why they did the things they did. And depending on how our minds are wired and how we're feeling that specific, like there's so many things to consider. Like it depends on how we're feeling that day, the events that led to that specific event, our own mindset in that very moment. We can start creating stories and build a whole narrative around these stories that is not true. We also tend to think that our beliefs and our thoughts are the ultimate truth. We think that. Humans do that. If we're not careful, we'll tend to believe what we think we know. And that is not the ultimate truth. This is why we have so many problems in this world. This is why there are so many religion conflicts and political conflicts, because everybody believes that what they believe is the ultimate truth, right? This also applies to smaller situations. I'm putting it on a bigger scale with religions and whatnot, but this also applies to smaller situations. And the worst thing that you can do is to assume something. Assume that someone had bad intentions when they said something to you or did something. Assuming that, creating a story around that in your head and believing it and creating all the narratives around that story is going to break relationships for you. And it's sad to see this. I see people in my life that are burning bridges. They're killing relationships, really good relationship with friends and family members, just because they're creating stories in their own mind around what others are doing. So don't do that. Next time something happens, next time there's a situation that upsets you, someone does something or says something that really upsets you, well, what I encourage you to do is to first feel it. There's nothing wrong with emotions. I'm all about the human experience, and the human experience is feeling all the emotions and living all the experiences. And there's no good or bad. There's just different experiences and different feelings. And at the end of the day, you do choose how you want to feel. And it's okay to feel upset. It's okay to feel sad, and it's okay to feel mad. Just don't stay in that feeling forever, because that's not gonna do you any good. But next time you walk in a situation where someone does or says something that upsets you, the first thing I want you to do is feel and then write it down. So write down the situation, write down what happened, and write down exactly everything that happened, write down how it made you feel. Next, I want you to start considering what you think the other person's intention was. And if you are leaning towards a bad intention, try to write that down, and it's okay to write it down because that's what you're thinking. Try to see if there could be another intention, not a negative one, but a positive one. Try to see if it could be just a misunderstanding. And then the last thing I want you to do is to ask the person. This is not difficult. It's not hard to go see someone and say, hey, look, can I talk to you for a minute? You know, when you said that or when you did that, it made me feel sad. It made me feel mad. And in my head, I thought that you did it for this and that reason. So, and I want to make sure that I really understand your reasons behind it, and I don't feel hurt or upset for no reason. Can you explain to me what your intention was in that moment? And I promise you, most of the time, the person's going to turn around and say, oh my God, no, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. This was not my intention. Everything is about intentions. And if you do this, it will forever change your relationships. Trust me. Now, that's it for today. I hope this really helps you. For me, it's really hard. It's a process. You have to actively think about it over and over again. You have to remind yourself, because emotions will override your ability in the beginning. Especially if you're a very emotionally driven person, in the sense that you feel your emotions very strongly and you react to them very fast, it might be something that you're going to have to work on over and over and over again, but eventually it will become natural. And this is where you want to go. You want to get to the point where, you know, it's okay. You feel, you evaluate, and then you ask. And this is a beautiful process, one that you'll learn to love, because I'm telling you, it will change your relationships, all of your relationships. It will change them forever. So let me know in the comments below what you think about it. Let me know if you are doing that, if you do this actively. Let me know how it has impacted your relationships. And if you have any question, hit me up. Have a good day.